Smash Factor.
Ripping driver, going for it. Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Look at this, he's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
I guess, hello world, huh?
Welcome to the Smash Factor for this week's Farmers Insurance Open on the PGA Tour. Got a quick turnaround this week. It is a early Tuesday morning. I will try my best to put this up around lunch, give you plenty of time this afternoon and even morning commute tomorrow if you want to listen, especially if you're East Coast, Central. I don't think it locks till 10-ish my time. I think that's about right, Central, so it would be 11 Eastern. So a little time in the morning still, even though it's a Wednesday lock. Hopefully you listened 2 weeks ago and knew that I was out of town and out of pocket last week, so that was why there wasn't a podcast. It's our big national sales event offsite, so it was. I got all the content out, but it was too impossible to try to do the pod as well with everything going on. But back this week, quick turnaround, as you know, so that makes it a little tough, but you know, exciting. I like this tournament. I like this course. I like the Wednesday through Saturday setup with the way the NFL is. I think this is the second year. I think last year was the first year they tried that, and I think it worked well. You know, don't have anything going on against it. Gives us something early in the week. It's a tough for people doing content because, you know, you only get salaries at a certain time Monday. Then you start, you know, for me, I have a real job, you know, full-time job. So to cram everything in Monday night, you know, and then try to get it all back out Tuesday night, but in enough time for people to consume, it's a little tough. I don't know that I'd want to do that every week, but I don't mind the change up, and then especially this week, as you know, then we'll have the NFC and AFC championship games on Sunday, then a 2 week break for NFL Super Bowl, and golf gets really going there with the Super Bowl. You know, casuals, if you want to call it that, kind of start tuning in with the waste management. I think some will come back this week because there's not a lot of stuff going on, NBA, you know, NHL, stuff like that. But without no bowl games, none of that kind of stuff, no Thursday night football, no Monday night football, I think you'll see a lot more people start jumping into the streets of PGA. So if you want to join us, come on, join it. Last week for me, you know, my big bullet, it was tough. I had Matty Schmid, who almost was first-round leader on, I think it was a Nicholas course, and we had the bet on him. I believe he shot 8-under or 9-under, but posts and come over the top later in the day and gets a first-round leader. But then he goes, I really thought I had a pretty solid 6-6. You know, I was in and out, not really following it much because of the work and meeting and stuff like that. But he quad, got a snowman on 10. This is the back nine on Saturday. So round three, and then a triple like two holes later, and that was it. So he was looking really good, but you give up seven shots in about four holes. It put him under 5-6, still was strong. I was cashing, min cashing, you know, most of the day Sunday. Eric Cole kind of fell off late. I bubbled out of the cash. I didn't cash even with the 5-6. 6-6 was I think it was like 6-8%. It was as low as 1-2% middle of the day Saturday, but a few guys bumped up in there and bumped it up a little bit, but it wasn't. You still could have cashed with the 5-6 if you had a, you know, a pretty strong one. But in Schmidt, someone I met on my radar this week, but that was a tough ending for him on Saturday. Little shout out. This is NFL though, but Sledgehammer turns $100 into $60K this weekend on our divisional round weekend. Just shout out to him. He tagged us in on Twitter. Huge. Anytime you can make that big of an ROI is massive. So congrats to him. If you guys want to join us, BG30 gets you 30% off anything right now. Links in the description. You can get a month. I think if you just want the content, everything comes with Slack. So you'll have the Slack access, but content only. So no tools, no lineup generator, no green machine, nothing like that. I think it's like $10 a month with that code. If you want the full site, so you get the NFL tools, even though that's almost, you know, done with, but you'll have next year if you hang around, full golf tools, live dashboard, cut sweat, built model builder, all that stuff. It's around $20 a month with that code. There's weekly and annual options there. Annual gets you even cheaper than that when you annualize it out. But BG 30% off. You want to come check it out as golf gets rolling for us. We're at Torrey Pines. Everybody very familiar with this place, this course, been around for a while. They will play north and south on Wednesday and Thursday, one day, one the other, then south on Friday and Saturday. North is obviously the much easier. You for sure want to play all six of your guys from north on round one, round two. We talk about that every year. If you're in Slack, you know, round two, I'll put out my showstoppers for round two, three, and four. Round one, I generally just go off of whatever my main research is anyways, but make sure you're still focusing on north. There are guys on south that will go low, you know, here or there, but just in general, you want to take all six and take your chances there. I won't play anybody from south on Thursday and Friday, round one, round two. But for those, for main slate, you know, it's easier, bent grass greens. I don't focus on it too much because the main tournament, you get three rounds there for the south course. You know, super long, tough course, one of the toughest on tour every year. Four par threes, four par fives, almost 7,800 yards. Tough off the tee shots, you know, the rough can be very penalizing at times. We'll see how this year's setup is. Around the greens, I think, you know, is important. I look at the stroke gain iron, so it blends the approach and around the green numbers. Long irons can be important if you're not as strong. You know, Pavone last year is not the biggest hitter, but he's accurate. His irons were strong last year. And so you can still get there. In general, you know, the strong off the tee, the good drives are important. But, you know, if you're hitting the fairway every time and you have a good long iron game and your putter's hot, you can still be up in the mix. The majority of the guys are going to be in that top 20 come Sunday. Probably are going to be some of the best off the tee, but it doesn't mean it's the end-all, be-all. You got Pola greens. They're kind of overseeded. They are pure. They are quick, fast. I don't want to say exactly like bent, but they're not going to putt like Pola, you know, that we see later on in the year, you know, built real bumpy and stuff like that. These are a lot smoother than what you normally will see because of the overseed. Weather looks good. I don't see a weather advantage. You know, weather some years, especially with the split courses, you want to target certain guys on certain days because of the wind. But this year, there's not much difference between Wednesday and Thursday for me. So as of now, this is super early Tuesday morning, but we still got 24 hours until lock. Well, 28-ish hours till lock. Nothing factoring weather, which is good. We haven't really had that this year, and it's good. It's good and bad. It's good because I hate, you know, when it comes down to that, but it's a huge advantage for us in the community because I think we cover it, you know, as well as anybody. So I don't mind when there's a bunch of weather. It's a lot more work, but you know, this week, especially on the short turnaround, we don't have to factor in. That's good to go. Cut, you're looking at normally even minus one, somewhere in that range. Maybe could get up to minus two. You know, weather does look really nice, so we may see a little bit better scoring than even normal. Winners, pretty. I mean, here the last 5 years. I can't remember exactly which year they renovated the south, but it's been 13, 14 under, you know, 13, 13, 15, 14, 15, the last 5 years. So, you know, 13 to 15 under, I think we'll probably be right in that range. Even before that, Justin Rose is kind of the only outlier. Back in 2019, he shot 21 under with a 2-stroke win over Scott. But before him, 10 under, 13 under, 6, 9, 9, 14. So it's not been super easy by any means. So I think we're in that 13, 14, 15 under range for a winner this week. Stats I'm looking at. Click back over here real quick. Good drives, stroke gain irons, par 5 DK scoring, bogey avoidance, opportunity inside 18 feet, and then just in general stroke gains off the tee. 45 guys hasn't played here since 2018. That's a little surprising. I would have thought a little more. There's several that obviously we got Morikawa, Xander pulled out. I think Batia pulled out. Harry Hall maybe pulled out. There's a few that pulled out, but in general, it seems like there's 100. I think we're 144 this week, so a lot that hasn't seen it, but there's still 100 or so that have, but it seemed a little higher than the normal because I feel like a lot of people come here continuously every year. Salary ranges, 4 in the 10K, 6 in the 9K, 9 in the 8K, 43 in the 7K, 87 in the 6K. So a little more spread out this week, especially up top, a little bit more in the 10K, less in the 9K. They kept the 8 about the same, and then the 7 and 6 about the same. Last week, we just had 2 in the top, and then I think we had 8 or 9 in the 9K. So I think they're kind of, like I mentioned last week, or 2 weeks ago, I guess, on the pod, that I think they're really adjusting. They're not set in stone on one model. I think it really depends on the gap in the strength of the field, which is mostly generated by, you know, the odds and stuff. They'll adjust those pockets of the salary ranges how they want to do it, which I don't mind. It hasn't really been a negative or positive. The only issue at times is when they put it out and then we get the withdrawals, it kind of puts gaps into, you know, when the guys are priced into the pricing, it can cause issues or soft pricing, if you want to say that. Same format for me as usual, Sweet 16. I'll give you 3 that I like and a salary and a bubble boy in each range. I got a fade of the week, sleeper of the week, some gut filled plays, betting top 5 that pop in 2 long shots provided by Underdog, my favorite one and dones, and then we will get out of here. Keep it, you know, tight, crisp. Most people seem to like this format that I went to probably a year and a half ago or so, straight to the kind of the point for the ones. There's a lot of pods out there and all that, and so I try to keep it, you know, that 30-minute window or so. Put it on the 1.25 speed. You can get it done in a quick, you know, commute to work or after work or back from work, lunch, something like that. 9K and above to kick it off. Gracerman, even though he kind of hurt a little bit Sunday, had the – eagle putt, missed it. Then he went in the water on 18, dropped quite a bit, hurt a little bit. He was in my main lineup. I'll go right back to him. He ranks out the best for me overall. He played here, which I like. He missed the cut last year. I'm not as worried about that. There are guys that do really well here every single year, but there's guys that will top 10, top 30, and then miss cut, top 20, miss cut. You know, so it's not the end all be all. I like that he's seen the course and at least knows it. His game should suit this place fairly well. He still got a 7th last week, even with the ending. Was looking pretty good, going into Sunday, and played well until the end. At 24th at Century as well. 14th off the tee, 2nd in bogey avoidance, 2nd in par 5 DK scoring, 5th in putting, all things I like this week. 9,700, I don't mind going there at all. Oberg, 10-8, probably will be the highest owned, or right up there. I'll go there. I'll eat the chalk there and avoid elsewhere. 9th here last year, the first time he'd seen the course. 5th at Century, 17th at RSM. I mean, if you just look at his game, this, you're just going to say this should fit him to a T. And you would expect him to win here sooner than later. And no reason, you know, 3 max, I'm probably at least getting to him in 1. Does he make my bullet? Not sure. Because I may be more of a balanced build, but he's going to be right there on the edge either way. He'll be in the core report. You know, he's that good, and I like him. I know he's going to be up there price-wise, I mean, ownership-wise, but I don't really care about that this week because he can build so many different ways that I'm fine with that. Willie Z, man, I remember a time when we could play him here in, like, the 6,000, 7,000 range as a sleeper, and no one was on him, but he's shown a little bit of life, so he's going to garner some ownership. I don't think he's going to get owned, but with where he's at and some of the others around him, I think he'll still be somewhat, you know, 15-18%, but I don't think he's going to get too crazy. So we can play him at the 9,500. His long-term stats still are shaky because of some of the things that get in there, so I don't think he'll pop in, you know, some of the things that people will pull in. But the 2 tournaments this year, 26th of Century, 12th last week. He's played here 4 years in a row, a 7th, a 2nd, a 13th, with 1 missed cut 2 years ago. Again, very similar to Oberg. You know, I think his game sets up here tremendously well. I always like him where, you know, a 12, 13, 14 under is going to get you there on Sunday. Even though the putter's shined at times, it's still, you know, his weakness overall. But I like him. I like the price, probably on the betting card. Don't mind going there at all. Bubble boy for me will be Matsu. Similar to the last 2 weeks, I think Matsu and Oberg will be the 2 of the highest owned, and you can fit them based on the pricing. And I don't know that I want both in the pool. And so that's the only reason for the bubble boy. He's played well here. It's 6 years straight. He's played a 3rd, 45th, 53rd, 30th, 9th, 13th. So he's had, you know, best is a 3rd. That was 6 years ago. And then, you know, 2 inside the top 13, then 3 that are 30th or worse. So obviously is the second highest priced guy. We want more of that top five upside. He's playing great. 16th at Sony, first at Century. I like him. I just like Oberg just a little bit more. And if they're going to come in very similar, I would have him on the bubble boy in ownership if I was going to, you know, push one out and only play one of those two. So 9K and above, I like Grayserman, 9,700. Oberg, 10,800. Willie Z, 9,500. And then bubble boy is Matsu, 10,700. 8K range, Clanton. I got a feeling he may be a little lower owned. He's around some what I think will be popular guys. Homo is probably going to be super popular here. He burned a ton of people at the Sony. Missing the cut there. But he looks great on paper. Third in good drives, third in opportunity, or third in off the tee, 31st par 5 DK scoring, better than in the top third of putting. Recent form 6th. You know, probably the weakness is 56th in bogey avoidance. But overall, just, you know, overall solid profile. And if we're going to get him 10%-ish, you know, maybe 10 to 12% or less, I don't mind going back there this week, especially, you know, you're talking about a 20 max pool, something like that. I definitely consider could flirt with a 3 max pool as well. Hostler, 8K. He's hit or miss here. Last 5 years, a 9th and a 6th. And then in the middle of those, 3 missed cuts. So I kind of mentioned that earlier. Some guys here play really well, consistent, and some, you know, 2 top 10s and 3 missed cuts. So it's a little random there. 12th last week at Amex. He's certainly, you know, strong off the tee. 5th in good drives. 25th in stroke gain off the tee. 9th in bogey avoidance. 34th in putting. Mirrors up well here. I don't think he's getting a lot of ownership. I think he's sub 10%. He is more of a risk-reward, boom-bust type player. But I don't mind that this week, you know, especially at that price, 8K. You know, I think he's strong. Contender for a top 20 or better coming into Sunday. 8,900 Mav. I'll go back there. I've been playing him a lot. He continues to play well. Sony was okay. You know, I think he was really well and then kind of went back on the weekend a little bit. But still, his last three tournaments, the 1st and 8th and the 15th. Last 5 years here, made the cut 4 out of 5 years, a 15th, a 30th, a 31st, a 37th, and then a missed cut back in 2021. His game seems to be, you know, as sharp as it's ever been. And maybe a potential breakout year for him. You know, maybe we see him on the, you know, contending at a major. Maybe he gets another win. He obviously won at the RSM. 36th in putting, 24th in course fit, 19th in recent form. All of those look solid. I do think he gets some ownership. He'll probably be in that 15 to 18% range, kind of like Willie Z. And there's a lot of those guys I like. That's where the Oberg deal is. Speaking for a bullet, you know, we'll mention the bubble boy here in a second. Pendrith, you know, do you start like a Willie Z, Mav, Pendrith and build down? Or do you pay up for Oberg? Maybe go Willie Z. And then you kind of be tough to go to one of those. You'd have to drop down to low 8 or 7, something like that. So 3 max, I try to get them all in. But that bullet, the Oberg play will be a, you know what? And plus the ownership. He's going to be the highest owned, I believe. And so that'll be a tricky build. But definitely like all of them. It's just a matter of how you want to fit them, mix and match them this week. Just mentioned bubble boy for me is Pendrith, 8,800. We played him the last 2 weeks. He's played the Sony and Century, a 13th and a 45th. He's played here 3 straight years, a 16th, a 60th, and a 9th. So no missed cuts, 2 inside the top 16. Solid. He's another guy you would think his game mirrors this course well. 5th stroke gain off the tee, 7th in par 5 DK scoring. A little, you know, 77th of bogey avoidance probably be the one negative that kind of sticks out to me, but he's playing well, good form coming in. Don't mind going there. I do think he's higher owned than even a McNealy and stuff like that. So that's why I have him as a bubble boy. I think he's closer to that 20%, probably flirts with top 3 or 4 owned overall in the whole field. So 8K range for me, Clanton, 8,500, Hostler, 8,000, Mav, 8,900, bubble boy is Pendrith, 8,800. 7K range. We'll kick it off with Sam Stevens, 7,300. Guy I've just been playing pretty fairly recently, and he's not done bad. He's just not done anything spectacular. He keeps making cuts, just doesn't do much on the weekends, but he's made the cut here the 2 times he's played here, a 13th and a 43rd. He's 29th in good drives and off the tee, 36th in par 5 DK scoring, 38th in putting, 14th in course fit. Last 3 tournaments. Recent form, he's got a 42nd, a 59th, and a 51st, kind of going back to, you know, makes the cut, just kind of hangs around. I know the upside's there, but the 7,300 kind of gives me a little bit of wiggle room. I think he's sub 10%. get some ownership, but nothing crazy. I like him this week as a good, leverage play. I think he can, if he puts it all together, he can definitely get there. Next up for me is Nicholas Norgaard, 7,600. Really strong over on the Euro DP Tour. I think I counted, he's made like 14 or 16 straight cuts with several top 10s, top 5s. Limited stats here. He's first off the tee, first opportunities at 18 feet, 8th in stroke gain irons. Putting wasn't very strong, but again, super limited. So I'm more looked at his DP World Tour stuff. 7,600. I hadn't listened to any pod yet. Obviously, it's a quick turnaround, but I'll listen to as much as I can today. Interested to see if he pops up on anybody's radar, but I like him. Very strong off the tee. Looks like his game fits here well. Nothing to go by, other than, being here. That's a little nervousness, but I'm thinking he's going to be, that 5% type deal. So definitely a 20 max type person. Could flirt with a core play potentially as the week goes on. Alex Smalley, 7,300. Liked him for last couple years. Definitely have him more in that grinder type tournament feel, but he's done well. Like last week, he finished 11th, 16th at the Sony. He's played there 3 straight years, 2 made cuts, 1 missed cut, a 56 and a 37th, 7th off the tee, 22nd in good drives, 6th in par 5 DK scoring, 25th in irons, really playing strong right now. I'm going to ride that form. His game, I like the 12, 13, 14 under for a winner for him. 7,300, love the price too. So I like Alex Smalley a lot this week. Bubble boy for me is Doug Gim. Not a really ownership bubble boy, just, hit or miss with him sometimes. I don't think he'll get too high owned. There are times he gets really chalky. I'm not sure that's here. He's played here the last 6 years, 4 made cuts, 2 missed, a 20th, a 13th, a 34th, and a 37th. So when he's made the cut, he's done fairly well. He's only 7,700, 21st last week, 72nd at the Sony, so didn't do much on the weekend, 42nd RSM. Putting's kind of always been his issue. He did flash some improvements last year. That would probably be my only negative. It's just kind of, can he make enough putts? He's done well here when he's made the cut, but a little bit more of a boom bust overall, but I don't hate the profile at all. I mean, he could flirt with the 20 max pool for sure. Don't know if he gets the core player or not, but that's the only reason for the bubble boy play. So I like Norgaard, 7,600, Stevens, 7,300, Smalley, 7,300, then bubble boy is Doug Gim at 7,700. 6K range, Bramlett, 6,900. Doesn't seem to matter how he comes into this tournament. He plays well here. 5 straight made cuts, 45th, 18th, 67th, 13th, 25th. So 1 year, 2022, didn't do much. The other 4, for 6,900 would definitely take at least 3 of those 4 years with 3 top 25s. The 45th kind of on the edge there. He can score. He he's good at birdie or betters, but he also, sometimes the bogeys can get him or whatnot. But across the board, stats look great. 7th in good drives, 6th off the tee, 11th in opportunities, 14th in par 5 DK scoring. Really comes down to putting. Right now he's like 140th in the field. Like he very not good at the putting on the ones I ran early. 35th at RSM. He hasn't played since then. Just kind of a course horse. It doesn't mean anything, but at that price, I'm interested to see what his ownership's up to, but I definitely don't mind taking some shots there if I need to go down into the cheap zone this week. 6,600, Hayden Springer. Played here last year for the first time, got a 33rd. He got a 30th at RSM. Not a guy really profiled here, but he's 31st in good drives, 8th in par 5 DK scoring, 26th in bogey avoidance, mid-pack and off the tee, 40th in putting. Overall, just pretty good profile for 6,600. And I don't know if anybody will mention him or talk about him. So a good leverage, great MME play if you're getting a large field stuff. I like him a lot. Jackson Suber, played him last week, did really well, but he had one bad round. Oddly enough, he played the hard course good. It was one of the, I can't remember if it was La Quinta or which one that he blew up on, but had a really bad day and missed the cut, but showed some upside for sure. 6th at Sony before that, 6,900. I definitely like his overall game and just watching him when I got to. I'll go back there if I need to. I like the other two better, but he's another guy that I'll throw in the mix there, just as a young up and comer type dude. Bubble boy for me, Lashley, 6,700. His profile doesn't fit here for me as well, but he played here good last year, 6,700. I don't know if that gets him enough to kind of be talked about or owned. I don't think anybody in this range is really more than 4 or 5%. He's probably 2 or 3, but a third here last year, 37th at Sony. He's 49th in good drives, 24th in irons, 15th in bogey avoidance. You know, if you've got a big pool going and you need, you know, maybe you're building 50 lineups, 150 lineups, I think he can flirt with that type of build. Maybe a 20 max pool, but I always give a bubble boy, and he's one that kind of is on that very ledge for me on getting into the pool right now. Nothing negative about it. It's just, I don't even need so many this week, especially down in that range. That's why he's the bubble boy, but don't mind him. 6K range, Bramlett, 6,900. Springer, 6,600. Subert, 6,900. And then Lashley was the bubble boy at 6,700. Fade of the week for me will be Homa. I know he plays the course well and showed great improvement, early this year. I'll still, for the ownership price, I'll just fade it this week and, see how he does. He struggled so madly late last year. I'm sure I would lean more that he's probably fixed than he's not, but you can't play them all. And he's just kind of one that stuck out to me. He plays here, fairly well, that there's other plays I'd like to get to this week, over Homa. Sleeper of the week, Jeremy Paul, 6,600. Overall profile looks good. I want to say he was one of the guys that I played on the Outlaw during COVID, and he was in one of my big lineups. I think they're actually brothers, but don't hold me to that. Last 2 weeks, he's made the cut. Not done too crazy, a 45th and a 64th. Limited stats, fourth off the tee, third in bogey avoidance, third in opportunities inside 18 feet, 27th in good drives. Putting's just probably the worst part so far, but if you need a guy, back to that, you got a big pool going for large MME. He kind of stands out to me. He's going to be 1% owned. That a guy that could flirt with my final pool as well, 6,600. Some gut feel plays. Kitayama, 8,700. Not a guy I get to a lot. Profile well here, but he's missed a cut twice. So I kind of reason why I moved him down to gut feel plays, because looking at stats on paper, I would think he'd do really well here, but he's not so far. I'm going to deep dive into him, kind of see what he missed here. Was it one shot or something like that? But I would think this course would suit him well. I don't know how much ownership he gets, but I don't mind him. McGreevy, 7,100. Berger, 7,600. I'll go back to Fishburne at 7,500. He's kind of up and down, but he is strong off the tee. 14th at good drives, ninth off the tee. Sixth at Sony, eighth at RSM before missing the cut last week. Griffin, 8,100. He's one of those guys that, not as strong off the tee, but, does well everywhere else. A miscut here and a 31st here. So, kind of the mixed results, but he's been playing well. Seventh last week, 15th at RSM, 45th at Sony. Hubbard, 7,800. Had a strong week, a bad Sunday. Couldn't get anything going, couldn't make a putt. Don't mind going back to him. And then Michael Kim, 7,200. Always seems to play here well. Don't mind going there, in that 7K range if you need some fillers as well. Betting, top five of the pop and two long shots provided by Underdog. Use the code GUP, dollar for dollar match up to $100. All kinds of best ball stuff going on. I think they have the majors best balls drop now. Reboots for the PGA. Talks in our Slack all day long about that kind of stuff. Enjoy, doing their best balls over there. You can do your pick'ems and stuff too on there, but I use it mostly for the best ball and the weekly pools, especially like this one. You may have maybe some good overlay starting on a Wednesday, catch some people off guard, go in there and, draft tomorrow morning, several lineups before the thing starts, because it could be good overlay, just something to keep an eye on. But top five that I like Norgaard at 75-1. Willie's around 25-1, 28-1 in one place. Hostler, 50-1. Pindrith, 35-1. Smalley, 90-1. Two long shots. Sam Stevens, 100-1. And then Bramlett, 175-1. That's probably more of a either each way or top 20, something like that type bet for those two. Still may have a little on the outright as well, but I'll have the final card out tonight. Per usual, My one and done pool right now, I like Willie. I'm debating on him because I do think he's going to continue to get better and could potentially be a guy used at the majors or even, you know, some of these bigger elevated events that have the big prize pools. This one does not have as big as prize pools as those. So I'm on the fence there. Pendrith, Mav, Bo Hostler, and then Kitayama is kind of the outside the box. Don't know if I get there, but he's on the verge. I could go there, be completely different than I think most. It's a smaller payout field. I don't know if I want to use a quote unquote bigger name. Definitely not like a Oberg or Matsu. I'm saving them for either the elevated events or a major. And then Willie's right on the bubble there. I think I'm going to save him, but I don't mind it if you want to use him. Like I mentioned, you want to join us, check us out. BG30 gets you 30% off. Listed the prices earlier at the beginning of the pod. If you want to go check that out, come give us a shot. All that comes with a 7-day risk-free trial. Looking forward to this week. Quick turnaround, but we get it all out. Once it's done, then it's nice because you kind of get – you're done with it early. Watch the golf. Get ready for a big Sunday. We got two great games coming up. Looking forward to those. Showdown's out every night for round 2, round 3, round 4 as well. Hope you guys have a great Tuesday, and we'll talk to you soon.